Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. A chance of a lifetime, that's my topic. You know, we all have an opportunity in life to do something significant, to do something different, to do something you've always wanted to do but never had the opportunity to do it. We call this the chance of a lifetime to redo it, to reorganize, to make change, go in a new direction, open up a new opportunity and pursue an opportunity you've always wanted to pursue. You know, these opportunities come few times in a lifetime, very few of them. So when they come, you got to pay attention. When they come before you, you have to really seriously look at them and make sure that you pass it up with wisdom or you undertake it with wisdom. You know, there are opportunities in life when we do and can make changes. A graduation time, when you've completed all your education, whatever level of education that might be, when you've completed it, it's an opportunity to move away, to go in a new direction, or to pursue a new goal, or new opportunities. It's a time to make a change. Perhaps the death of a loved one, death of a spouse, death of a family member. An opportunity to say, okay, now is the time to move. To go back to my home, to go back to my roots, to go back to my support system. That's an opportunity to redo life. You know, it might be the fact that you've had a major event, such as a motor vehicle accident, that's changed your life. Injured and no longer can work, or whatever it might be, it's an opportunity that comes into your life to make a change, to make a new decision, to make a new direction for yourself. You see, there are many of these kind of situations that come to us, but they come rarely. Rarely. And when they come, you need to sit up and take notice. You need to sit up and consider, count the costs, count the opportunities. How many times in the past have you wanted to do something but couldn't? Or you gave up the opportunity and passed it up and shouldn't have? Well, let's take a look at this issue of a new opportunity that comes your way. And you're going to do it. The other day, I had an opportunity to meet a young couple from Pennsylvania. They're out here on the West Coast. And they were on a six-month travel venture. He had made arrangements to take a six-month leave of absence from his job. She quit three part-time jobs because she can go back and pick up more part-time jobs when she returns, so it's not a big problem for her. So together they made this decision to get in the car and go west. And their purpose was to visit as many national parks as they could. 20 national parks were on their list. They're in the pursuit of those 20 national parks. To stay in them, stay overnight, stay 2 or 3 days, look at the surrounding area, enjoy the park, and move on to the next one. You see, they had an opportunity. I asked them the question, why are you doing this at this age in your life? They were mid-age. They said, because we can. You know, and that's really a good answer. Because we can. They had time, they had opportunity, they had a desire, they had a dream, they had a mutual commitment to it, and they had some funds. So off they went, and they were having a chance of their lifetime, enjoying it together. Now that's a chance to redo life, or to do something that you've always wanted to do, but maybe never have a chance to do it. That was their moment of time. Because they could, they did it. Today I had an opportunity to meet in my counseling practice with a young man who was involved in a major motor vehicle accident, changed his life. Major injuries changed his life. And over the last 2 years, he's been healing. He's been getting better. And in our session today, we concluded that this was an opportunity now for him to rethink his future and to pursue a new future from his past. And he hadn't given a lot of thought to this idea, but when we talked about it, it sparked an interest, sparked a historical dream. He always wanted to be a school teacher. And here he is, has a degree, and he's working minimum wage in a retail store. And never get beyond much more than a minimum wage, limited wage, if you will. So I said to him, go to school, take a loan, go back to school, take a loan out, because you'll pay back that loan after you graduate with higher dollars, because you're going to earn a lot more money as a school teacher than doing what you're doing at the current time of almost minimum wage or just above minimum wage. He'll never earn enough money to put aside money to fulfill his dream if he stays where he is. His opportunity is here. Take a loan and pay it back on school teacher salary, which is a lot higher than what he's making now. So he's in the process now of looking into it and pursuing it. Going back to school and become the teacher he always wanted to become. See, that's opportunity come knocking, and you take it. Now, here are a couple guidelines that you want to fulfill when you pursue such an opportunity. Number one, seek wise counsel. When opportunities like this come, talk to somebody that's wise and has experience. Maybe a psychologist, maybe a minister, maybe a good friend, maybe a friend of the family, maybe a trusted adult, you know, somebody. Find somebody that you trust and you think is wise and seek their counsel. Also, count the cost. Count the cost. Of course it's going to cost something. You're going to lose some income and you're going to gain some income. You're going to lose a life and you're going to gain a new life. Count the cost. Can you handle it? Can you handle it over time? Is it reasonable? But look at, don't get blindsided. Do count the cost. And then third, to gain support from your friends and your family and people who are close to you. Gain support. Talk to them about it. Ask them what they would do. But gain support so you have people in back of you that are saying, go for it. And then generate the resources that you're going to need to carry it out. Maybe a small amount of money, maybe a little savings account you're going to have to generate first. Maybe a loan, whatever it might be. But get the resources together so you can carry out your dream when the opportunity comes knocking. Live hopefully. Look forward hopefully, not fearfully. Put the anxiety aside. See the opportunity. See the chances of new growth, new learning, and new experiences, and new friends, and then seize that opportunity. Opportunity comes knocking only once in a while. Rarely. But when it's there, pay attention. Carry it out if you can. Go for it. Take the chances. Live a life that's above the line, that's above the plane. You'll enjoy it, and you'll be thankful you did. Anyway, nice to have you with me, and refer you to my book, Lessons from My Father. Go to my website, www.booksbyhedberg.com. You get the book there, or you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and so on. Lessons from My Father. You may learn some ways in which fathers guide their kids, and maybe you lack that kind of guidance in your childhood. Now's a chance to gain some of that wisdom from fathers. The Wise Father. Lessons from My Father. www.booksbyhedberg.com. Bye for now.